نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Once again this majlis of zikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the haqiqat of zikr, that we must have istihzar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the haqiqat, that the person must always be conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every activity of his life. A person went to a doctor, Abdul Aisab Rahmatullah Ali. Alhamdulillah wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ulamai Kiram, respected brothers and our sisters listening over receivers and at the madrasa. I was saying that the haqiqat of zikr is this, that the person has to become conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. Why else are we taking the name of Allah ta'ala? The person who is repeating the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making tasbih of La ilaha illallah, Allah Allah. Why is he doing that? So that the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into the heart. And with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah ta'ala comes. Person who loves someone, then he wants to be obedient. He wants to fulfill the wishes, the desires of the beloved. So we increase our zikrullah so that we get increased love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. And by means of that, we may be able to increase our obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the purpose of the majlis of zikr. If a person continues attending a majlis of zikr, but he does not get that istihzar, he does not get that kayfiyat of ihsan, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَّمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you make Allah ta'ala's ibadat in such a manner as if you are seeing Allah with your own eyes. And if not, then at least Allah ta'ala is watching. So a person went to Dr. Abdul Haysab Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the ajal khulafas of Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said, Alhamdulillah, I now have the kayfiyat of ihsan. I have been able to get the kayfiyat of ihsan. That means whatever ibadat I'm making, if I don't see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then I realize that Allah ta'ala is watching. And when the person knows that Allah ta'ala is watching, so then there will be some dedication, there will be some sincerity, there will be some commitment, there will be some reflection, some devotion. So he says, I got the kayfiyat of ihsan. So he asked him, he said, this kayfiyat of ihsan which you got, in what have you got? He said, in my salat, in my namaz, I've got the kayfiyat of ihsan. That when I make Allahu Akbar, then after that I know Allah is watching. So when the person knows that Allah Ta'ala is watching, then there will be khushu in the salat, khuzu in that salat. So he said that this is not enough. Do you have the same kayfiyat in everything else? He said, no. He said, that is what is required. That wherever you are, you must have that kayfiyat of ihsan. Meaning that if that person is in the business, then they too, you must have that kayfiyat of ihsan. That my Allah is watching. And if Allah Ta'ala is watching, so he's not going to cheat, he's not going to deceive, he's not going to harm any customer. He's not going to do anything that's against the Sharia. In the same way, that same kayfiyat of ihsan must be when he's with his wife and children also. If he has the kayfiyat of ihsan, that my Allah is watching, so then he is not going to abuse the wife, abuse the children, and the women folk are not going to abuse the husband. They are not going to disobey when it comes to matters of Sharia and Deen. That same kayfiyat of ihsan has to be in everything, whether the person is on the ground or is in the aeroplane, whether he's in his home, or whether he's at the airport, or whether he is any part of the world. He's gone for business to China, then there too you must have the kafiyat of ihsan. How many people are going overseas on business trips to different parts of the world, and when they are there, because they have left their wives behind and they don't have any family members with, or there's nobody else who is known to them, so they indulge and engage in so many different kinds of vices and sins and think, well, nobody saw us. So where is the kafiyat of ihsan then? That Allah Ta'ala is watching. So that is the purpose of zikrullah. The attendance of the majlis of zikr must be with that niyat, that we want to bring so much of love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to obey Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we don't have that, then it means that there's a deficiency, that we haven't as yet reached that stage. There's a long way to go. All the material wealth of the world must not be able to move the person one inch from obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But we know in these times of business, Christmas is coming, December month, when the tills are ringing, then at that time the person forgets his salat also. He forgets his asar salat, zuhur salat. Then in the transactions, there's so much of weakness and deficiency. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has blessed us with the tawfiq of getting together to take His Mubarak name. It is only His ihsan, it is only His fazal. It is not within our capacity to do anything if Allah Ta'ala does not give us the tawfiq. Of course, Allah Ta'ala has given us a willpower, and He has asked us to make use of that willpower. And when we make use of that willpower and we do the right thing, then Allah Ta'ala rewards. It says, MashaAllah, how we tell a child, MashaAllah, you did very well. Like that. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. Don't worry about how beautifully it is sung. This is not a sing-song session. Listen to the words. I didn't go and attend any school of Qawwali. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. That person cannot enjoy the ni'mats of both worlds. The enjoyment of both worlds he cannot get if that heart of his does not have the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If his heart is not carrying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, he just cannot enjoy the ni'mats of both worlds. That little while of pleasure that a person gets, he himself admits after that it was just for a little while. And all those worries came back. How many people, they say, let's get away. Too much of worries, too much of problems, too much of anxieties and restlessness. So let's get away on a holiday. They go away on a holiday, when they come back, sometimes in the course of the holiday too, and most of the times when they come back, then it is double the worries that they had before they left. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ghazab and His anger is focused on a person, can he run away? Wherever he goes, he will be carrying it with him. The person on whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's anger and ghazab is focused because of his sins, because of his disobedience. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has decided that this person must now be given a taste of his doings. Allah Ta'ala gives a long rope, he gives a lot of opportunities and a lot of time he gives so that the person returns. But if he does not and he continues, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the decision that this person must now be given the taste of his sins, then wherever he is going to go, he will be followed by that ghazab and by that anger. It's not like the person will get amnesty in some country. How many people, they say, we've got refugee status. They run away from their countries because of all the problems. They say they've got refugee status in another country. But you cannot get any kind of refugee status and you cannot get any kind of amnesty anywhere that you go if Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and his anger is focused. Allah Ta'ala has decided this person must now be punished. In the same way, if Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is focused on a person because of his obedience, because of his ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his ibadat, because of his istighfar and tawbah, accidental sins, now the person made a lot of istighfar and tawbah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy is now focused on that person. So wherever he is going to go, he will enjoy that mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wherever he goes. If he is in a jungle also, he will get the same sukoon. And if he is on a mountain top, he will get the same sukoon. And if he is in a city, he will get the same sukoon. And if he is in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyibah, he will enjoy the same sukoon. And if Allah Ta'ala is unhappy, and the person is suffering the consequences of his sins, then even if he's in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, he will not enjoy sukoon. And this is without exaggeration, I'm telling you. How many people have written, how many people have stated, we went to Makkah Sharif, we went to Madinah Sharif, we made Umrah, we made Hajj, but we didn't get that sukoon. So it is a question of pleasing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will give sukoon everywhere. Then he will get it everywhere. And then it will be an increased sukoon when he is in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, because the rains of rahmat are pouring there. But if the person is not prepared to keep his pail and bucket upright, he puts it upside down, then with all the rains of rahmat that are pouring there, nothing will fill inside. If a person takes his bucket and goes to Niagara Falls, or he goes to Victoria Falls, and when he comes back, then he says that no water filled in my bucket. Then we ask him, why not in your bucket when millions of liters of water flowing there? Did you have the bucket upright? He says, no, I had it upside down. So we tell him that then your head is also upside down. First go and have your head examined. Something wrong there. Few bolts and nuts are loose there. So the person has to have it upright. Therefore he says, Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. My beloved Allah, that heart which does not carry your muhabbat, then that heart cannot enjoy the best of both worlds. How many times we tell people, Allah Ta'ala bless you with the best of both worlds, and that's the best dua that you can give to anybody. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. What is the gist of that? Allah Ta'ala give you the best, hasana fid dunya and hasana fil akhirah. So the best of both worlds, if the person, you give him dua, then for that person to enjoy the best of both worlds, he will have to carry that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi. Aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. आप चाहे हमें ये करम आपका ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. Oh Allah, if you love us, then that is your karam, it's your ihsan, your fazal. Others, where are we worthy of being loved? Look at our condition. What do we have that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I will love you? Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told to announce,
إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ.
If you say you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then tell them must make ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The meaning of which is that you must follow, you must obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will love you. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made a condition, follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings and his way of life. Allah ta'ala will love you. Now even if we obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, at the end of the day, what are we? What was our origin? What were we made of? How did we come into existence in this world? What were we nourished with in the mother's stomach? And at present also, what have we got in our body? Anywhere you pierce the body, there's nothing but blood will come out. And then there's so much of urine, and there's so much of stool, and so much of other filth, whichever part of the body you look at. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is pure, who is pak, full of kamalat, look at his awsaf, look at his sifat, his attributes. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I will love you. Then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Those who have got taqwa, they are the ones who are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, only those people who have got taqwa. Now what is taqwa again? The person is restraining himself from that which is haram, that which is forbidden, that which Allah ta'ala is displeased with, and is fulfilling the ahkam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says he is his wali. Then look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif, so many places. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah ta'ala is the wali of the believers. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. The person who has iman and has got taqwa, they will have no khawf, no huzn, no gham. They are the awliya of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is extending the hand of his wilayah, his friendship. In spite of all our weaknesses, all our deficiencies and all the filth that we carry in our bodies, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I will put the crown of wilayat on your heads. You will become my wali. So, aap chahe hame ye karam aap ka, varna hum chahane ke to qabil nahi. What is there in us that we are worth, that we deserve being walis of Allah ta'ala? A person has a little bit of contact with the president of the country, with the prime minister, or with somebody in the cabinet or some king of some land, then he talks about it and brags about it. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says he'll become my wali.
Aap chahe hame ye karam aap ka, aap chahe hame ye karam aap ka, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں.
The person who did not get the companionship of the اہل دل, person had company with everybody else, but he had no company of those who had hearts. Just give an explanation, those people who had hearts. So we will say everybody has got a heart. So how many times you have heard that the dogs have hearts, the monkeys have hearts, the donkeys have hearts. But did anybody call the donkey Hazrat Donkey Sahib? Aap to bade ahle dil mein se hai. Aap zara hamari islah kar dijiye. Did anybody go to a donkey for islah? Because he's got a heart. Nobody has called a monkey an ahle dil. A monkey we say is a monkey and a donkey we say is a donkey. So the person who hasn't got a heart in the true sense of the word, then he is a monkey or a donkey. That's what it means. The person who has got a heart but it is dead, there is no noor of taqwa there, there is no zuhud in there, there is no qanaat and contentment in there, there is no sabr and shukr in there, there is no truthfulness, there is no tawazu. Now the heart that does not have these sifat, then it means, or if in fact going one stage further, if that heart is filled with kufr and shirk, then that person is indeed, in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person who's got no heart. The Quranic verses, there are so many. This is a majlis of zikr, therefore I'm not going into details. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not consider such people as having hearts, although they've got a heart. They are human beings, they've got a heart, and that heart is pumping blood, that's about all it's doing. But we don't call them Ahle Dil. So the person who did not get the sohbat of the Ahle Dil, then uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, the place where I do not get your qurb, your closeness, O my beloved Allah, even though it may be a station, it may be a station on the way, it may be a manzil, but it is not my destination. My manzil and my station, my destination is that place where I can get your qurb, your muhabbat, your marifat, your yaqeen. That is where. And where will we get it? In the company of the Ahle Dil. That is the place, because they have a heart. So if we're going to go into their company, then the noor that is generated from their hearts, it permeates. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the noor. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. The person who gives his heart to other things besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so he cannot have muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then in his heart. That heart is not worthy of receiving that muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, because he's given his heart to everything else. Again, we must not misunderstand the love of parents, the love of children, the love of wives, and the love of wealth also to a certain extent, which does not go beyond the limits of Sharia. The love of all the things of the world, it is not ghayre haq. Dunya is not the name of gold and silver and wealth and property and clothes and cars. That's not dunya. But when the person gives his heart, means that he forgets the giver of those ni'mats. He becomes negligent, indifferent. He forgets that he has to leave this world one day, that he has to answer for his doings, that he is accountable for his actions. He forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we say that he gave his heart to ghayre haq.
Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi layla nahi koi mehmil nahi.
Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, we must be Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, then we must accept. What they stop us from, we must stay away from. At present we look all around, what this person is going to say, what that person is going to say, what the family is going to say, what the neighbors are going to say. Everybody else we worry about. But what is Allah Ta'ala going to say? What is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going to say? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. For a long time.
Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali, shahan shahe tu alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shan teri har an nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali, wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah, lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai waqt yuhi bekar guzara umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawahi. Oh Allah, how much of my time I wasted in absolutely useless, futile activities. Great namath of time which Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with. How much of it we have wasted. If it is useful for this world or for the akhirat, then it's not futile. We are talking about the time that we waste on television. This is a cricket test that is being played over 5 days. But for 5 days the people are glued to it. Morning till evening. How are we going to answer Allah Tabaraka? Was that what He gave us time for? Talk to the children, play with them, visit family members, go to the hospital, visit some sick people, go to the Qabristan, read some Fatiha there, make some dua there for the deceased. There's so many things to do, help some poor, some needy, or do business, occupy the mind, the heart, the hand, the feet in something useful. But how much of our time is wasted. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai waqt yuhi bekar guzara umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی۔ خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی۔ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، آئی ایم دا ورسٹ ان یور کریشن، وی مسٹ کنسیڈر اوور سیلف دا ورسٹ۔ مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، دیر از نو ون مور سنفل دین آئی، وچ سن از دیر مائی اللہ وچ آئی ہیو ناٹ کمیٹڈ، فرام دا ٹائم وی بیکیم آف ایج اپ ٹل ناؤ، لک ایٹ اوور لائف۔
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے،
from the mischief of my nafs, O Allah, protect me and safeguard me. Nafs is an enemy of man. It does not want to see a connection with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nafs wants to drag the person down the gutters of shame, disgrace, humiliation. Glorifies sin and presents it before him. And when the person gets caught out in that sin, and disgrace comes, humiliation comes, and suffering comes, then shaitan and nafs, they distance themselves. So we must beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us from the vicious attacks of nafs. We are aware of the vicious attacks of dogs and of lions and of other animals, but we are not aware of the vicious attack of nafs. When nafs is attacking, then we think that nafs is our friend, giving us enjoyment in haram pleasures. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale. Oh my Allah, listen to my pleas, listen to my plea. Listen to my begging before you. Listen to my seeking from you. Listen to the words which are of my heart, that I want protection from nafs and shaitan. And oh Allah, make us yours. Apna bana le, apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. Apna bana le, apna bana le. The day we become Allah's and Allah Ta'ala become ours, what beautiful life the person will enjoy, irrespective of outside condition, whatever it may be.
Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Panjay gham se mujhko chhuda le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most forgiving Allah, Most compassionate loving Allah, Oh my most generous, tolerant, kind Allah, Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Hum gunahgar tere samne apne haath bhikari ki tarah phailaye hue. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before any idol which does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending before you. Your treasures are unlimited. Your treasures are unlimited.
you are listening to us, you are seeing us. My beloved Allah, you even know the thoughts which are crossing our minds. Ey mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar. Hum gande hai, napak hai. Hum gande hai, mere maula. Lekin tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jayega. Where do we go, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of mercy, your forgiveness, because of our sins, then my Allah, where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap, no other home for us in which we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you turn away your glance of mercy, of forgiveness, of kindness, mere Allah, then we will face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not announcing our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our children, our wives, and forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shower your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults and the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, everything lies in your hands. Our lives are in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing, our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. The cars which we drive in your control. My beloved Allah, if you decide on an accident, my beloved Allah, then instead of making us reach our destination, we will reach the Qabristan. My beloved Allah, the ground on which we walk in your control. If you order the ground to shake, the superpowers of the world cannot stop it from shaking. Ya Allah, if you order the ground to split open and swallow us up because of our sins, nobody can stop it. If you send the gale force winds against us, if you send the flood waters against us, who is there to prevent it? My beloved Allah, but we also know that you don't like punishment. You don't like to punish. You don't like, my beloved Allah, that we should go to the fire of Jahannam. You dearly love that we should go to Jannah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. You want us to turn towards you and express remorse and regret. That is exactly what we are doing, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all the ailments, sicknesses and diseases. There are so many, my Allah, who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes and amongst us who are sick and ailing. There are so many who have met up with accidents, my beloved Allah. Bless everyone with shifa. Bless everyone with shifa. So many have undergone operations and many are going to undergo operations. Ya Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Shifa tere haath mein hai, mere Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, tests and trials, my beloved Allah, will come. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us. Do not test us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless all those who are sick and ailing with shifa. We are spiritually sick also, my Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Clean and purify our hearts, my Allah, of evil passions and desires. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with your closeness, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we have given our hearts to everybody and everything besides you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de, change the condition of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you, to Jannat, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Change the direction of our lives, my Allah. It is not difficult for you. Ya Allah, we are living in an environment which is very, very vicious. Nafs and shaitan are attacking us all the time. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right and from our left, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. My beloved Allah, fitnas on our cell phones, fitnas in the streets, fitnas in the bazaars and marketplaces, in the schools and colleges, even in Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, so many fitnas have entered. Hum kidhar jaye mere maula, where do we go, which direction do we turn? Ya Allah, you have given men the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even bypass would have helped. We need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. And Allah, you gave men the science of transplant. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our mind. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr ka? How long, my Allah, am I going to walk the path of sins? How long am I going to walk like a munafiq and hypocrite on the surface of this earth? Where Allah change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaat. Badal de mera rasta dil badal. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Become ours and make us yours. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba e kiram, the tabi'in, the tabi'in, the awliya of the ummat, the mashayikh. Oh my beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow away huge mountains. What is it there for you to blow away the mountains of sins of ours? Hamare gunahon ke pahad uda de mere Allah. Man has made computer chips, they record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. Hamare gunahon ke upar press the delete button of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, and so many other parts of the world, Kashmir, India. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardships. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalims who are continuing with the oppression and with the tyranny and with the suppression and with the bombardment and with the throwing of the missiles, bombs. Give them hidayah. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam and they will continue with the suppression and torture and persecution. Then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash. Send flood waters against them. Cause their ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Mere Allah, those who are on the way for Hajj, make it extremely easy for them. Remove the difficulties, obstacles and hurdles. Ya Allah, bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, unki tamam mushkilat ko dur kar de. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those people who are creating obstacles in the path of the Hujjaj. My beloved Allah, unko hidayat ata farma. Give them the realization that these are your guests. Ey mere Allah, hum sabko nek bana de, ek bana de. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back on sirat-e-mustaqim. Unki zindagi ka hal badal de. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to the children. Ya Allah, in this month of holidays, when the fitnas are going to lash from all sides, give us the hidayat and the tawfiq to remain far away from the places of fitnas. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, we know we have to die one day, we have to leave this world one day. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery, in fornication, in any kind of porn site on the internet, or filthy film on the television screen, or filthy magazine in our hands, or popping drugs into our mouths. Ya Allah, the angel of death is going to give no warning, no warning, no warning. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with Bari Alipak. Ya Allah, let our janazah be in the Masjid of Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where the Imam says, Allahu Akbar. Ah, by Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How many tears he shed for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, our wives and children and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, they made sacrifice to come and sit, to take your Mubarak name, and they have now raised their hands before you. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses and diseases that each and every individual is undergoing. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, remove the pain, the problem, the suffering, the sickness and disease. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم